Can you please share some of your realizations of the Nath Dwar Yatra? Presumably, this means when we went in Kartik in 2009. Okay, realization is Shri Krishna Sharanam Mama. The famous, or Jai Shri Krishna, the famous statement of the Vallabh Sampradaya. My family follows the Pushti Marg religion, followers of Vallabhacharya, Pushti Margis. Everyone in Gujarat at least should know this. Did you know this before you came to ISKCON? I think you must have. No, you didn't know. The Pushti Margis are not strong in Somnath. Vallabh, you didn't know this name, Pushti Margi. They're very strong in Porbandar. I think you told me that. Yeah, they're very strong in Porbandar. And their influence is there throughout Gujarat. And they have accepted my liking for Prabhupada's mission. This is from Viral Mehta. Mehta's a common Gujarati name. I want to know what is the difference between the difference of seva and ours and theirs. Can I serve Thakurji and Gornitai with their way? Also, please let me know if there are any instances where Lord Chaitanya has visited Srinathji or met Lord Sri Vallabhacharya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at that time when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited Vrindavan once for only 1 month, and I'm not sure where the deity of Gopal was at that time. Now the history of the Srinathji deity, as recounted in Chaitanya Charitamrita and Gauriya history, is different from that of the history given in the Vallabh Sampradaya. In the Vallabh Sampradaya, it said that Vallabhacharya, discovered the deity, who was one of the many deities of Krishna installed by Vajranabh, who was the great-grandson of Krishna. Krishna and Rukmini had the son Pradyumna, whose son was Aniruddha, whose son was Vajranabh. So, after the destruction of the Yadu dynasty at Pravas, your place, the only survivor, apart from Krishna, was Vajranabh. And he installed many deities of Krishna in the Vrajamandala. And Dauji Balaram also he installed. And I'm not sure, maybe Vrinda, that deity, I believe, is also installed by Vajranabh. So one of them was Gopal. And due to Muslim attacks, the deity Gopal was quickly at one point buried, and then all the pujaris ran away. Now, according to the Vallabh Sampradaya, Vallabh found and excavated Srinathji. According to the Gauriya Sampradaya from Chaitanya Charitamrita, we have Madhavendra Puri did so. And according to Gauriya history, I believe it's in Bhakti Rasamrita, the Bhakti Ratnaka, that later the worship came in, was entrusted to Raghunath Das, and he seeing that the Bengali pujaris were not keeping up a good enough standard, he entrusted the service to followers of Vallabhacharya. At that time, Gosaiji, the son of Vittal, was the son of Vallabha. He was probably more influential and powerful even than Vallabh in this area, in the Gujarat area. Although Vallabh's influence was more widespread. He was very influential. So Raghunath Das, it said, turned the worship over to the followers of the Vallabh Sampradaya. He thought they could do it better. Although according to some history, I don't know where that's stated, there's some history that the followers of Vallabh attacked the Bengalis and burned their houses and drove them out and stole the deity. There's some story like that also. It appears, well, it's ambiguous because it appears that there was a friendship between, in the earliest days of the Sampradaya, of these, both these Sampradayas came into being at the same time, the Gaudiya Sampradaya and the Vallabh Sampradaya. Vallabhacharya was a contemporary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it seems somewhat ambiguous because we find in the Bhakti Ratnaka that there was voluntarily turning over the worship. And Rupa Goswami writes in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that the Raganuga sadhana of the Gauriyas, he says that in the, that's known as the Pushti Mag in the Vallabh Sampradaya. So it's the same mood, which we don't find in other sampradayas, of serving Krishna in a very intimate and personal way. So we find the friendship, but then in other instances we find there's some history of some enmity or disagreement, and I believe it's in Vallabh's commentary or one of his followers' commentaries. In Vallabh's commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, there's some very severe criticism of Jiva Goswami's interpretations or realizations of the Bhagavatam. So it may be like that. Someone maybe could research the history, although I don't see that much point. It may be just like nowadays. Just to give an example, within ISKCON, there, what we could call the official ISKCON, there are some who are very strongly opposed to Ritvikvad, and there are others who are more sympathetic to it, or anyway, that's a good enough example. Anyway, at the present day, there's no strong bond between the two sampradayas, but I would say that there's a general respect and good feeling. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, when he went to Nathdwar, he was very well received by the Mukhiyaji, the chief priest there. And Srila Prabhupada also wrote that favorably of the members of the Vallabh Sampradaya, how they appreciate our movement. There's an instance recounted in Chaitanya Charitamrita. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's also ambiguous. Or not exactly ambiguous, but it describes how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Vallabh Bhatta, he's referred to as Vallabh Bhatta in Chaitanya Charitamrita, how they met. First of all, at Prayag, where Vallabh had his house. Actually, not exactly at Prayag. If we see the two rivers, Ganga and Yamuna, meet, then on the bank of both, just where before they meet, there is a village called Arayal, and there's one Vallabha Baitak. He lived there for some time. There are so many Vallabha Baitaks. How many throughout India?
80.
The places where he spoke on Srimad Bhagavatam. They're called Baitak. So this village Arayal, he lived there for some time, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first met Vallabh Bhatta there. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was invited by Vallabh to go there. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had some regard for him, for Vallabh Bhatta. There was some friendship. Vallabh was a householder, and he invited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sannyasi for a meal. So now it's described there at the first meeting that Rupa Goswami was with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Rupa was behaving very humbly because he considered himself an outcast from Hindu society. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu indirectly pointed out to Vallabh, as what we can understand from the text, that Vallabh had some conception of, because he's from Vallabh Bhatta, Bhatta is a Brahmin name, so there was some conception of, in Vallabh's mind, that the Brahmana, because the Brahmanas are in a better position. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu indirectly pointed out that Rupa Goswami, even though he was apparently fallen, actually he's from a Brahmin family, Rupa Goswami, but he was considered fallen to the lowest stage because he served the Muslims. He'd been in the pay of the Muslims. In those days, the Brahmana, if they took pay from anyone, it was considered fallen. Nowadays, the Brahmanas have born in a Brahmin family. They're very proud. I have a job in a multinational company. It's called Svavriti, the occupation of a occupation, what's the means of sustenance, the livelihood of a dog, Svavriti. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu indirectly pointed out that Rupa Goswami, who is on a better platform than one who is simply born in a Brahmin family. And then, in the second meeting of Vallabh Bhatta with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, in the Vallabh Sampradaya, they call Mahaprabhu Vallabh. They refer to Vallabh, and we call Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's described there that Vallabhacharya had composed some commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't want to hear that. He avoided it, hearing it, because Vallabh, he said that the commentary of Sridhar Swami is inconsistent, he contradicts himself in different places, which, taken at face value, that's true. Of course, that's true even of Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. He apparently contradicts himself. I spoke about that. Is that lecture up on the website? That's an important lecture. That should be up on the website, as I've said several times. Apparent contradictions in Shastra, how to understand them. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and this is a very difficult one for members of the Vallabh Sampradaya become upset when they hear this. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Prabhu kahe, Shami jaina mane vesha gane madde mane. Something like that. He said that those who do not follow that, you want to look that up? Swami, that's S-V-A-M-I. Then vesha. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that one who does not follow the Swami is considered a prostitute. Did you get it? Show me it, because in the... What's that? Yeah, I'm also paraphrasing it. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made a pun, because Swami means husband. A wife who doesn't follow the husband is considered in modern society a great heroine, and in civilized society considered equivalent to a prostitute. What is it? Prabhu Hashe Kohe. Prabhu Hashe Kohe. Swami na manile jejan. Vaishya, not Vaishya. Vaishya bhitare. Tare korile. Tare koriye. Ganam. Prabhu Hashe Kohe. Swami na mane jejan. Vaishya bhitare tare karila ganam. That those who do not follow the Swami are counted among the prostitutes. Now, this Prabhupada quoted this in a lecture, and this was put in a Back to Godhead magazine, which was, and the Back to Godhead was regularly sent to Sumati Muraji, who had given Prabhupada the free passage on her ship to America and was influential business magnate or magnet, as they say in English, in Indian English, an influential business magnate. And she became very upset to read this, so Prabhupada said this shouldn't be publicized. It's because people will misunderstand. And he explained to Sumati Muraji that, you see, it was joking between friends. Prabhu Harshe Kohe. Harshe means he was smiling. So he said, there were friends and sometimes there may be differences. Definitely there's a difference of outlook between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Vallabh. But it was a friendly difference. Just like I said this morning to someone, or that, you know, my godbrothers, sometimes they say so many things to me, they criticize me in so many ways, certain of my godbrothers, like Jashumati Nandan and Basu Ghosh and Bhima. But it's not that I get, you know, completely all upset and, you know, think I have to commit suicide or something. They're godbrothers and they're friends, and that's normal among brothers and friends like that. So Prabhupada explained it in that way. There was a difference of opinion. There are some differences, but my outlook, as I've explained many times, that there are differences. There are definite differences. And at the philosophical level, if you want to get into discussing philosophy, there may be some very stringent differences or divisive differences between the Gaurīya Sampradaya and the Madhva Sampradaya, the Vallabha Sampradaya, the Sri Sampradaya. Madhva, he refers to Ramanuja as a demon in one place. And these kind of things are going on. Even within the Gaurīya Sampradaya, those who are followers of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, the Radha Kunda Babaji's, I mean, we have very severe difference between themselves and ourselves. But my outlook on this is that we should, between these different sampradayas, we should not exacerbate the differences, but see that anyone in this age who's serious to worship Krishna, we should congratulate and encourage that. And what I see that within these sampradayas also, especially within the Madhva Sampradaya, there are some who are very much opposed to ISKCON. But there are others who are very open, and when we were there, that was 2009, was it, January? Then the Pariyai Swami Sugunendra Tirtha, he was very open and accommodating to us, and Lakshmi Vara Tirtha is also very accommodating to us. So that's nice. Sri Sampradaya, mostly, with one exception I can think of. They're very open to us. And when we went to Nathdwara, the Mukhiaji, although he was sick and the doctor told him to rest, he came out and attended our program. So we were very grateful for that. We appreciated that. So we have great appreciation for the standard of worship in Nathdwara is gorgeous. And in general, that sampradaya is very much centered around deity worship. Thakurji is mentioned here. They worship at home. And in those who worship at home, if they're properly following, in their whole day, it centers around worship of Krishna in various ways. Singing for him, giving him toys, feeding him. That's a very important part in Vallabha Sampradaya. Anyone who's been to Nathdwara knows. So that's highly laudable. Unfortunately, at the present time in the Vallabh Sampradaya, we don't see many who are very serious about self-realization and surrender to Krishna. Once, many years ago, I was in Bahrain, and there was one lady there, Sindhi Bhatia, is it? Who are also traditionally followers of the Vallabh Sampradaya. And some of their members, in a few hundred years ago, they established the Sindhi Bhatias. They established trading outposts in Dubai. Dubai was founded by Sindhi Bhatias. Dubai, Muscat, Bahrain, they made these places. Actually, there were no towns, otherwise the Arabs were wandering in the deserts. And they went all the way up the Volga estuary in what's in Russia to Astrakhan. And there's records of a Krishna temple 200 or 300 years ago in Astrakhan in Russia, which was run by Vallabh Sampradaya. The merchants, they brought some priests and they had a temple there. So the first temple of Krishna in Russia was some hundreds of years ago. So I was there, visiting Bahrain. There was one lady there who was from that Sampradaya. And she would invite me to her house and feed me far more items than I could possibly digest. And she was very simple, and simple means, I'm sure, in handling her family and business, she wasn't simple, but her outlook was simple. And she said, actually, I like your ISKCON Swamis. I like your ISKCON Gurus, which means myself and Jaipataka Maharaj. No others were going there at that time. She said, they come here to preach, but our gurus, they come and they just spend all their time shopping and then they take some dakshina. And then they go back to Bombay, they have an arrangement with the customs, they walk through and they take everything. So that was a quote from her. So the real zeal for self-realization, for becoming free from material attachments, for fully surrendering to Krishna, I find that prominent. Practically, I see that in ISKCON. I don't see that much elsewhere. I have seen it. There's this Santi Asok in Thailand, Buddhists. They're serious Buddhists. They're really serious about whatever they're serious about. Becoming nothing, it's difficult to define. But whatever it is, they're serious about it. They're seriously practicing in contradistinction to the normal Thai Buddhist monks who they eat meat and they're quite materialistic in many ways. They live comfortably in their monasteries like this. So there may be different people who are serious. There are not many people who are serious for self-realization in the world. There are some Christian monks in Greece who are still very serious. There may be some here and there. But in the Vallabh Sampradaya, I don't want to wholesale condemn, by no means. We have great regard for the worship of Krishna. But that zeal for self-realization and surrender, in most cases it's we find that the members of the Vallabh Sampradaya, even if they're worshipping Krishna, but it's also very important to them to live a very comfortable life and to have all the facilities and to be rich. In many cases, many of them are materially rich. And the process of self-realization in the modern age given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is it's more practical. That people may find it difficult nowadays. There are still some who go on with their daily worship, but it takes a lot of time. There are not so many people inclined to that. Also, the process given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very easy to adopt. It's very joyful, with singing and dancing. As I've many times said also, to perform deity worship in the modern age, according to the old strict standards, is very difficult. Because everywhere they have attached bathrooms. As soon as you have an attached bathroom, then everything is impure. And according to the actual standards, you can't perform deity worship in such a place. So there are some... can you serve Gaur-Nitai in their way? In the same way that you serve Thakurji? No. There's no vidhi for serving Gaur-Nitai in the same way that the Ladu Gopal or Bal Gopal deities are served. And it's a different bhav. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is principally served by Sankirtan. So it's a different approach to deity worship. Just like the worship of Lakshmi Narayan is different to that of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Or the worship of in the Sri Sampradaya of Narayana, the various forms, or Shalagram Shil is different. There are different vidhis, so it's not exactly the same. So, what to do? I would suggest you go on chanting Hare Krishna and worship Gaur-Nitai and associate with ISKCON devotees. And at home, whatever is going on, you can participate in that also, I would suggest. But it's difficult to follow two sampradayas. In fact, it's not very possible. But there are many devotees who have taken inspiration from ISKCON's preaching and gone on with their activities in their own sampradaya. Okay. So, any questions about this? Yeah. Having a guru, oh yeah, that's another thing. They have the Brahma Sambandh. Their diksha, they call it Brahma Sambandh. But there doesn't seem to be much involved in that. The guru comes in a family line, yes. One devotee told me, he took Brahma Sambandh, and he'd been reading Prabhupada's books, and then there were people, the guru came or to their place, to their town, and people were going for Ashivadam, and then they'd speak a few words, how are you, this, that, and then they'd give him Dakshina and they'd go. So he went and he had some philosophical questions based on reading Prabhupada's books, and he told me this, that his guru became like disgusted with him. He said, why are you asking all these questions? No one else asks questions. Why are you asking this question? And dismissed it. So he was disappointed. Yeah, so? Yeah, they come in a family line. Is that a bona fide? Well, family lines can be bona fide. It's not that everyone in a family line is not a guru. Srila Prabhupada writes in his one purport in Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 6, that there are family lines of acharyas in every generation. They're trained like that. But if one maintains that one can only be a guru in a family line, then that is a misunderstanding. But I don't see that at least in as much as they receive us nicely and appreciate us, I mean, that in itself is an acknowledgement that what we're doing is correct or acceptable within their line. And they're not saying that we're the only gurus in our family lines. If we wanted to initiate according to Pushti Mag rites, they might object. Are you from a Pushti Mag family? You are, okay. It's very strong in Saurashtra. You're from Jamnagar, is it? You're from Jamnagar. Yeah, they're very strong in Saurashtra, it seems. Oh, yeah. Yeah, quite strong, yeah. It's mostly the business class of people, is it? It's mostly Sonis, the gold, traditional gold merchants. Lohana, they're also Vaishyas, is it? What do they traditionally deal in? You don't know.
Their occupation is mainly this making grain merchants and this not the
grain merchants and
vessels.
Steel vessels. Previously it would have been brass or something like that. These two communities, they are traditionally Shah, their famous Gujarati business community. Yeah. And of course, the other members of the Vallabh Sampradaya are the Brahmanas, who are the priests for the in the temples and the gurus. What names do they have? You don't know? Yeah, they may be Goswami, their name, family name, something like that.
They are family men.
Yeah.
They come just to serve the deities there. And then go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they don't take anything from temple, they don't have business.
I see, nowadays they do that.
So, they are saying that only in Krishna, only a person who has taken birth in this Vallabhpur.
Only those who are descended from Vallabhacharyas, only they can be gurus. And there are two levels of priests also. I was told by this, I think Basu Ghosh told me, and Samir in Bombay, he used to come around us. His mother is the sister of Indira Bheti, who's a Vallabh Sampradaya Pracharika. She goes around. I saw her once in London. I was at some program in London. And she was giving a katha in Gujarati in London. Indira Bheti, she's well known in Bombay. I think she doesn't come to Gujarat much, does it? Baroda, she come. She's from Baroda, is it? And there's that Mathura Dish in Baroda. I think he's quite well known there. Different. So, yeah, he told me there are two levels of pujaris, one higher and lower, something like that. I can't remember. But they have a problem now because mostly the pujaris don't. The boy is born in, and now it's hamdo hamari do, so they don't have many children, and they mostly, you know, they don't want to be priests, many of them. So they have a problem. It's a problem in many sampradayas that they can't maintain because they don't have enough people. Yeah, they go for modern education. And that's it. Then they're finished. Then they have no interest in.
The sons of Guru, like in Rajput, my aunt, she is since last 30 years, 35 years in Kishimari. So her girl, the young Guru, has two, three sons. All of them got modern education. And after 12 sons, they did not want to send him for a medical course. Medical, because he had a very good percentage, very good physical medical course, but because there is everything is cut and like that, so they don't allow him to go there. But like, they call it the study.
Oh, as an appendix to, or appendage to, the Vallabh Sampradaya question, another devotee said that he feels a strong attraction to worshipping Lord Rama, and he's thinking to establish deities of Rama. That would mean Sita Ram, Lakshman, Hanuman, whatever. So is that acceptable within our sampradaya? Well, we find among the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Murari Gupta was he's Hanuman. And he was a very intimate associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Navadvip Lila. before he took sannyas. And also we have Anupam, who Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called Vallabh. Practically he initiated him by giving him a new name, Anupam Vallabh, who was the brother of Rupa and Sanatan, who they importuned him to give up his worship of Ram, which he had since childhood, and join them in worshipping Krishna. But he couldn't do it. He agreed out of respect for his elder brothers, but then he found, I can't do it because I'm so much attached to Rama. And Rupa and Sanatan appreciated that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appreciated that. We also find that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was traveling on his travels, he met devotees of Lord Rama. There was one devotee who was fasting, and he said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, why are you fasting? He said, well, Lakshman hasn't brought the roots from the forest yet. When he brings it, we can cook. And there was, and then he himself was very upset, and he said, well, because Ravana has taken Sita. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appreciated his devotion to Rama. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on his travels, he found in one temple the Kurama Purana, Agni Purana, the Brahmanas were reciting how Sita was abducted, but at that time Sita was taken by Agni and Ravana got a Maya Sita. He didn't get the real Sita, which the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya doesn't accept this, by the way. So that the real Sita was never touched by Ravana. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, he got this copied and he went back to that Brahman and said, hey, look, you don't have to lament. There's no problem. The real Sita was never abducted. And the Brahmana, he felt very happy and he said that, well, actually I can understand that you are that same Rama come to deliver me. And since seeing you, my lifelong practice of chanting the name of Rama has changed. Now I'm chanting the name of Krishna. So there is scope within our sampradaya to worship Rama. That can be done. Although all the vidhis for deity worship in our sampradaya, they are for Radha Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I don't know exactly which vidhi you would follow. We do find that within ISKCON around the world, there are devotees who come to it who, it appears, in their previous life they were in a different sampradaya, because they have they come to Krishna consciousness in this life through the preaching of Krishna consciousness by Srila Prabhupada's followers, but they have a very strong attachment. Even some devotees from the West, they're more like Sri Vaishnavas. So that may be, in previous life they were like that. But one should clearly ascertain that, because it may be sometimes you find devotees who they're inclined to one form of the Lord, and that may change. I've seen that. I know one devotee, before he was initiated, he was very much inclined to the worship of Nrisimhadev, but that changed later. And there's another devotee I know who's also inclined to the worship of Nrisimhadev. One's from India, one's from Russia, but then later his tendency changed. So we find with that Brahmana who was worshipping Rama all his life, in a very intense mood of bhakti, but that changed. So their attraction became more to Krishna. So if we worship Krishna, worship of Rama is included in that. So probably better to stick with, if we worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then everything is possible. So probably better to, having come to Krishna consciousness through Srila Prabhupada, to worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and everything will come from that.